Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the Kickers Spot. It's your boys. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have a visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about so who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickers Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Hey there, everybody. What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are definitely here live chilling at the Kickers Spot. And I am really chilled out, you guys. I have had a great birth month that's going on, as y'all might be aware. My actual birthday was on August 2nd. And if you happen to have missed my on-air birthday bash, you guys can go to T'Angelo.com, click on the left-hand side, the Kickers Spot link there, and you can check out my on-air birthday bash. It was mad fun. We had on guests calling in. We had live turned-up music. It was awesome. It was definitely awesome, and I had a blast doing it. So, again, you go to archive shows to check it out. It was mad, mad cool. All righty. Also, when you at T'Angelo.com, which is my website, you can also stop by the link that says add the email list. Be added to the email list. You guys added to that so you can stay informed and abreast of all things T'Angelo Live. And then also, I need you guys to like the new T'Angelo Live Facebook page. Yes, there's a new T'Angelo Live Facebook page there where you can see a lot of good pictures, actually. They have a lot of great pictures of me working with EOTM on red carpets, Mark Carlin, some celebrity shots. And then you're also able to see some real cool pics of me in different photo shoots doing random things. And again, just keeping up with all T'Angelo Live news, as well as the Kickers Spot happenings. All right, you guys, so definitely do that. And then also don't forget to swing by Twitter and follow me on Twitter. Definitely return the favor and follow you as well. All righty, now, as I mentioned, my birthday was August 2nd, and this is what I've changed the word birthday. I mean, that's just the actual day of August 2nd. But the way I do it, I celebrate my birthday all month, so I'm going to call it Birth Month. So from this point forward, if you hear me refer to my birth month, then you kind of get it because I'm not able to celebrate it for just one day. It just kind of keeps going. I ended up going to Mother's house. We had a shindig there. I just had a birthday luncheon today. I'm going to continue to be having birthday stuff going on, okay? So if you want to go to dinner or come to a shindig, just be sure to follow T'Angelo Live because I might be posting another event. Who knows? Another coolio thing, you guys. If you hadn't had a chance to check out my birthday bash commercial, I had a birthday bash commercial that was released last week, and it was a kind of a video, and it was a lot of fun. It was really a cool video to watch. So if you want to see it, definitely go to T'Angelo Live's fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/T'Angelo Live, or you can also go to YouTube and just put in T'Angelo's birthday bash. Check out the video. I mean, I had so much fun making the video, and Studio Math did a great job with the editing, with the music. I had done the editing, but it was a lot of fun. It had the song called Wobble that was playing in the background, and Wobble got you turned up. Wobble was getting it. So, matter of fact, while I was visiting my mother, she actually had put on the video where she could learn the Wobble dance and broke out of sweat. We was in there wobbling so good. It was a lot of fun. So you guys definitely get into the video. You will enjoy it. And then also, as always, I welcome the opportunity to speak with you listeners in the audience. You guys, if you want to call in and chat it up with me or my on-air guests, feel free to do so at 718-664-6543 and share your thoughts on today's topics, okay? So I'm feeling – oh, goodness. I'm moving a little fast here. So what we're going to do now, actually, is we're going to take a quick musical break here, and when we get back, we're going to find out what is in store for tonight's show, and you guys definitely want to stick around because we're going to have so much fun tonight's show. I can't wait to get into it, okay? So let's take this quick break, and we'll be right back after this, okay, you guys? Oh, yeah, don't forget to like my Facebook page.
Uh-huh. even when I'm fucking Viagra, popping every single record, auto tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow. Stripper booty in a rack like wow. Brain like Berkeley, better at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste a little taste? Novocaine, baby. Fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, numb, numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen. Cocaine for breakfast, yikes. Bed full of women, flip on a tripod. Little red light on, shooting. I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feel and I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back. You pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on camp. But there's no drug around. Quite like what I found in you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste a little taste? Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby. I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me now.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and it is going down here at the Kicker Spot. Now, welcome back, okay, you guys? That wasn't just a little track, but Novocaine by Frank Ocean. I'm, like, really in love with that song. I was addicted to it for a while. But anyhow, so, you guys, tonight's show is going to be a little different than we usually have going on tonight. Tonight's show is going to be full of lies, sex, deceit, betrayal, drama, and murder.
So with special guest, director and writer-producer Karen Hayes, the writer and director-producer of the award-winning web series Breaking Point, she will be gracing tonight, and also gracing this show will be a few of the cast members, Crystal Coney, Kina Ferguson, Michael Tai, Jessica Tome, Cardell Jackson, and Kyle Steven will all be here tonight which are all starring actors of the web series Breaking Point, which is going to be a lot of fun, you guys. If you haven't had the opportunity to check out this show, you really have to get into it. I have been addicted and have my fans get into it because they have a great storylines going on. I have to tell you, this show is really something else. So for the American audience who loves daytime drama series, you know, and with all of our past, you know, classic drama series being off the air, there's a very strong and desperate need for some drama fans like myself. So if you're trying to find a new show to get into, you guys, Breaking Point is definitely the show to tune into. I'm going to tell you guys all the details about it a little later, but if you want to get a head start on it, go to www.breakingpointshow.com. That's breakingpointshow.com, and you can check out season one and also get into season two, as they have started that as well, and you are definitely going to enjoy, okay? Also, for tonight's show, I will be giving out my relationship tip of the week, okay? And the tip of the week is, remember why you are dating him or her in the first place, okay? Remember why you are dating him and her in the first place, okay? So I'm going to give you guys more details on that
subject.
Hey, you
guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicker spot. The kicker spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to tell me the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah. The kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot. The kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, spot, spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth.
The kick is spot. 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 What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kick is spot.
Alrighty, so this week's topic is, remember why you were dating him and her in the first place? You guys, I had to pull this topic up because, once again, I was talking with a friend of mine, and there was a petty argument that they were having where I thought that my friend was being a little sensitive. Not that she didn't have merit or didn't have reason, but I was just like, remember what you got into the relationship for in the first place. Some battles you're going to have to just let go or try to handle them quickly, but to say that you're not, you know, really talking to him right now for a couple of days is really a bit over the top. So, I would really recommend not doing that, okay? Let's get into this. Hold on here. I'm trying to get to my chat room because, you know, y'all be having some good juice in the chat room. I don't want to miss anything. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Okay, it's pulling up right now. Okay. No, you guys are funny. Okay, so when you start dating someone, okay, you guys, when you first start dating someone, everything seems to be great. It's a new it's what I call the new toy syndrome, which is also better known as a honeymoon period, okay? So for those who have not heard of this honeymoon period, it's kind of like the first few weeks of getting to know a person, and everything is laughs, giggles. Now, if you manage to get past this period and still want to be involved with the same person, then you are doing very well, okay? Now, after the honeymoon period, you may start to become irritated with some of your spouse's habits. You might find yourself maybe completely turned off by some of these person's things that they do, and that's when I say remember why you got with the person in the first place, okay? So, again, when you first start meeting and dating, everything's cute and cadoodly. The fact that he kind of, you know, swallows loud is funny to you and interesting because you never heard before. And then right around week five, you're like, why are you still swallowing like that? You can't. Is that how you're going to swallow every time you swallow? You can't do that a little bit quieter? I know I'm personally irritated by a person who eats loudly with little smacking sound effects. Like, I can't do that. And so at first that might be interesting to me, like, wow, that person doesn't realize they're doing that. That's funny. And then about week five, I'm like, that is irritating as hell. Someone gag you with a spoon already. Okay, so that's when you have to sit back and ask yourself, why am I dating this person again? Okay, so once you have done so, you should find yourself in a better place. Now, I have an overall saying, which is this. If you spend your time making your partner happy, okay, and your partner spends their time making you happy, and in making your partner happy, you find happiness, the two of you will spend your time making each other smile, and it won't be a lot of time for all the negative energy. So when you go into the situation, just remember, if a little tiff should happen, you should voice it at that time, and then kind of maybe boil over and let it go. Now, when the little arguments do come up, again, take that moment. Ask yourself, is this issue really that important? I mean, can I get past it? Or is it something that, you know, that you have to deal with? Maybe you should let the dust settle. Take a moment to yourself and figure out why you were so irritated, why you feel so strongly and so passionate about that feeling, and then convey the feelings to your partner without all the hostility, without the guns blazing, without trying to hoo-bang up on them. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm the person who very much can go so far at the moment of emotion. I can start talking to you about the problem in that moment, but if it keeps going, I become too passionate, I get loud, I get riled up, and now I can't hit a sand because I'm going to try to overtalk you. And since I talk faster than most people, I'm going to get all my words in before you do. Okay, so just a thought. But anyhow, so yeah, you want to kind of sit back and not get yourself caught up in arguing, but again, in keeping each other happy. One of the best parts of being in a relationship, you guys, is having someone to talk to about your feelings and not having to hold back or hold them within. Throughout the day, if you think about it, throughout your working day, you're always having to edit yourself or hold back, be politically correct, stay corporate, and all that jazz. But having somebody in your life that you really feel whatever, that you call a partner or a spouse or whatever, is awesome because it allows the person to hear what you have to say. And considering they usually care and want to hear about your thoughts, you can be candid and upfront with them. So I'm going to say, just to release that, and again, when you do go to talk to them, remember why you got with them. It isn't to make them feel bad or anything. It's to continue to uplift each other, okay? And so lastly, I would just say this. When dating each other, figure out what your role is in a person's life. And then you need to know what that person's role is in your life. And as you keep that all together, you can always remember why you started dating that person in the first place. And I why you started dating that person in the first place, meaning it comes from a place of happiness. It comes from a place of making each other feel good, okay? If you find yourself asking, why did I date this person, with no answer behind it, if you cannot figure out the answer to this question, then maybe you need to ask another question. Why am I here at all? I mean, if you can't figure out the answer to that question, you might need to ask one more other question. Why am I here at all? So, you guys, what are we going to do now?
My name is Marty Huggins. I'm running for Congress.
Huh? Does this mean we got a campaign?
Push it. Push it.
Push it. Push it real good.
That little guy's a weirdo. I'm going to smoke that clown.
We're going to be under a lot of media scrutiny. Anybody have anything that they want to share with us?
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my wiener. One time I put a firefly in my butthole.
Why?
To make my farts glow.
Okay.
My opponent, Marty Huggins, works out at Curves.
Where did you get that photo?
Make sure the cameras have film in them.
I feel like Britney Spears at the VMA.
Oh, shove a throwing star up a Chinese monkey.
We've got some babies.
Stop it.
That's my baby to kiss.
He just punched a baby.
The campaign. Is anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
Ticket spot.
what it do, y'all. What's up? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you know what it do. We chill it. Okay, so I'm actually a little warm. I think I'm going to have to get me a little red wine and a little fruit cocktail. I don't drink wine, and I don't have a fruit cocktail, but I just got it sound good. Maybe when I get my next guest in here, maybe she got a bottle. Maybe she brought a cocktail with her. No, I'm just joking, you guys. Anyhow, so as I have mentioned, tonight we will be talking to the director and the creator of the web series Breaking Point, as well as some of the cast members of this really drama-filled, entertaining. You guys have to check it out. Go to their website and become familiar with Breaking Point. I'm sorry, with the Breaking Point. The site is breakingpointshow.com. Breakingpointshow.com, and you can learn all about it. But tonight we do have the beautiful Crystal Hayes here, who is the creator of this awesome show, to talk to us and tell us all about this amazing show. Without further ado, let me welcome Crystal to the Kick of Spot. What it do, ma?
Hey, it's Karen.
Karen, oh, I am so sorry, Karen, all this time. Karen, my deepest apologies.
Not a problem.
I have been studying you guys' show so much. I have Crystal Woods. I have Crystal. I've been studying everybody. Jessica messed up with Gabby. I was studying so hard not to mess up names, and there I go once again.
It's okay.
I was working. I was just on your Facebook page talking to you. So isn't that hilarious?
That is funny. And we're talking last night.
Right. See, you guys, see, it's not that I don't know her. It's just, you know, I just get carried away in my studies and apply incorrectly. Horrible. Horrible. Okay,
sorry.
Well, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am great, and I'm super excited because I have been really talking about Breaking Point, as I mentioned to you before, getting people into the show because I think the storylines are so fun and entertaining and suspenseful. You know, keep you sitting there wondering, I have to go to work. Okay, I'll watch one more episode. No, I have to go to work. Okay, I'll watch one more episode.
I try. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's totally, that's what I was doing. But so I have to ask, first and foremost, where did you come up with the idea of Breaking Point?
Well, Breaking Point started out as a short film that I had intended to do, but I never really got around to it. I wrote the script, and it kind of sat on my computer for probably a year and a half or so. Then I decided I wanted to do another web series. I had done a web series prior to doing Breaking Point, and I wanted to do a drama this time. So I just kind of went back to my archives, and I stumbled upon the short and said, you know, this has a nice foundation for drama because it was just supposed to be like a, you know, 15, 18-minute short about who the characters. It was Ben, Dana, and Imani. And Lynette.
Okay.
Four characters. Most of the characters were still there, but they had smaller roles at the time. And I started with that basis, and then it grew from there. So that's kind of where the idea came from.
Okay, and now we have recently been releasing, season two is underway, and so that's where we're kind of following up now. How is season two different than season one?
Season two and one are very, very different, I think. A lot of the drama, you know, it's the foundation was all laid in season one. You met the characters.
Okay.
You got to know a little bit about who they were. And in season two, we got a little bit into the dirt a little bit quicker. You know,
They're
already kind of mucking around it.
And now
we get to roll around and play.
Okay.
Yeah, so season two, I think that it got a lot more juicy in season two, and I love the music in season two. That's one of the major differences. Yeah, and we got a lot of comments about we only had two songs in season one.
Okay.
And a lot of people were like, oh, I love the music. I love that. This is great, yada, yada, yada. So in season two, I set out to make sure that we had a little more opportunity for that. And we actually got Ace Music involved in season two. And we used their library. We had a couple songs from other people outside of Ace Music. But Ace Music, you know, really hooked us up.
That is awesome. Yes, when you find a good network.
We got some good music, yeah.
That's awesome. So for tonight, we're going to be talking to six of the actors from the cast of the six. Tell us a little bit about them. We have Kenya, who's playing the feisty Imani. We have Cardell. We have Cardell, who plays Vic, and all the others. Tell us a little about the characters.
The characters are they're special for the most part, but at the same time, I think that you'll find that a lot of them are really, really relatable. Like Tina, who plays Imani, she is very. Some people might think that, you know, she has an attitude, and I would not disagree with that.
Okay.
But you know, there are reasons behind her attitude, you know, and I'm sure she'll take a little bit of that. So I don't want to, you know, answer
right.
for her. But at the same time, I think that with characters like Imani and like Crystal and Ben and Dana and all of those people, those are people that you recognize. You know, those are people
okay.
that you know, like Crystal is very much, it's pretty much the nice girl of the show, if you want to give archetypes.
Mm-hmm,
she's
mm-hmm.
the nice girl of the show. But at the same time, she's doing things that most people would frown upon. You know, and at the same time, you have Gabby, who you've been, or you know, people who've been in relationships where you're just not really satisfied. You're not getting
mm-hmm.
what you want, and she's saying that. She's being vocal about it, but she's not being heard, and so she steps
right.
out of, you know, her marriage and does what she does. Only comes
right.
back and bites her in the ass. So.
That's I'm gonna talk more about that later. I'm excited to get to that too.
Right. So like I said, it's for the characters. These are characters that you recognize. You know these people. And that's why I wanted to do something that was good for the soap fans who were missing their As the World Turns and their Guiding Lights and all of
right.
that. But at the same
right.
time, be something that, you know, was relatable, that wasn't too over the top, that was something that could happen in real life. You know,
and I would have to agree. That's definitely what we're seeing here with some of the characters. I mean, with Gabby's character, I mean, that storyline is something I think is, you know, day to day. And then even from Vic, the character of Vic Brown, from his standpoint, it's over the top. Like, I was like, ooh, that's over the top. But it's what's happening. You talk to people, yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, I know him. Ooh, yeah, Kenya, I know her. I mean, not Kenya, but Imani. Yeah, I know Imani too. Oh, yeah, I know. Like, you say, I know these people. Like, I do know, I've met some of them, you know, in your own personal life. And I think that's awesome. So when you were writing season two, what was a few of the big surprises that you were excited to release to the public?
Well, I don't want to spoil too many people just in case you haven't seen the whole season, because so far we've only released the first five episodes onto the public platform.
Right.
But some of the things that I was excited about was introducing James. I think James
okay.
brought an interesting dynamic to the show. Up to the first five episodes, you don't see a whole lot of them, but there's a lot more
mm-hmm.
in the back end of the
okay.
season. And I love the dynamic that he brings about in the Crystal and Tori relationship. Because people
right,
who were
right.
at one point rooting for the two of them, now they have something to think about. You know? So that was something that I really, really enjoyed. I love to see the characters do a little bit more. As before, okay. I'm being a little bit cautious and trying to introduce you to the characters, and I'm trying to let you get to know them a little bit before they do a little bit of all that dirt. You know, I want
right,
you to
right,
like
okay.
And then
right.
I want to, you know, maybe.
Right. That's
change
awesome.
Things up
that's,
a little bit, you know.
And I definitely say I think you very much accomplished that. And in season one of my favorite scenes that allowed me to feel like I was really getting a chance to know them would be the scene when the four ladies around the table, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, they all know each other, they're all friends, and you felt like you were a part, you know, you were a part of that.
Right.
And as they went around and certain things weren't being said and you see the eye contact between the people, so how friends are. We're all friends, but somebody ain't telling something. And in your opinion, I don't want to hear it, but I just thought that was an awesome scene to allow everyone to, you know, fall in love with the characters. So well accomplished, if I say so myself.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So, Yeah. So what we're going to do tonight, Karen, we're going to have you come back a little later, and we're going to talk to some of the cast members. And are you okay to stick around and come back a little bit so we can discuss what we hear about?
Yeah, I'll stay on.
Okay, awesome. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break here, okay? But when we get back, we will be speaking with two of the actors, Miss Kenya Ferguson and Cardale Jackson, who plays some really fun, entertaining characters, okay? So stick around, you guys. We'll be right back.
Do you like that now?
What's going on? This is your boy, D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Ticket Spot. 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 Welcome to the Ticket Spot, and I'm your host, D'Angelo.
Well, 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 you guys, we are back here at the Ticket Spot, chilling out with the cast of Breaking Point. And we are now going to talk to two of the actors who play some interesting characters with quite a scandalous storyline going on. So let me take this time to introduce to you guys Kenya Ferguson and Cardale Jackson. Good evening. How are y'all doing?
I'm good.
Good.
How are
you?
And I don't want to correct you, but it's Kina, not Kenya.
You guys, let me say it's so horrible. It's, I actually called her last night and studied these names, so I would not do this. I'm going to have to get better at this.
It's all right.
And with my apologies, Kenya, I have been trying.
It's all right. It's like Tina with a K.
All right. Yes, Kenya, my apologies. My definite apologies to Kenya. And Cardale, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. I'm starting to feel a little down about myself. I don't get these names corrected. They replaced me tonight on the show.
Well, you got mine right. You hit it 100%.
Well, thank you. Yeah. But the producer, you guys, listen, I got Cardale's name right. Y'all didn't hear that. He said I got it. Okay, I think they're listening. All right, so let's get into this. I'm gonna start with you, Cardale. Wow, for Vic Brown. You guys, you know, Cardale plays Vic Brown in the web series Breaking Point. You guys can check them out at breakingpointshow.com. And the storyline of the woman lying and about being raped and having you almost put in jail. Is this something you've heard about in real life?
Yeah. I know somebody that was in that situation before. So, you know, knowing that, I just try to put myself in that situation. So it was kind of easy for me. But at the same time, I was like, dang, this trick is scandalous. Boy, she's supposed to love me.
So when you read the script and you saw this part, were you, like, laughing? Were you shocked? Were you excited? What do you feel when you read that? Oh, really? Is this what we're going to do?
Yeah, that's what I was like, damn. Karen, what is she doing?
And then Keith, that my dog.
Yeah, she's playing like me.
You are playing, and then Keith, you are playing the overly independent black woman who we've kind of seen this character before, but you're presenting it in a fresh new way. What approach are you taking to her character? Because truth be told, I'm going to tell you real quick, I told my baby sister, I said, oh, this is you right here. And she saw the picture of you standing with that hand on the hip, and she looked at it and said, oh, I don't see a problem. She looks nice and independent to me.
That's right.
She feels me.
I'm telling you, I know some of these people. But for you, how did you start approaching your character?
Well, for me, it was a multitude of things. It was... you know, making sure that, I mean, clearly I'm kind of the bitch in the show. So it was, you know, making sure I was true to that. I mean, you got to be true to your inner bitch, for sure. So it was making sure I was doing that. But then also in this season, you'll see that my daughter is introduced. And so you get to see somewhat of a softer side of her when you see her daughter. But, you know, really what I kind of did was I was like, okay, this is a woman who obviously she's been through a lot, which is why she feels like she needs to be on her own. Because everybody has a story. People don't just become that way overnight, but they become that way because they're protecting something, they're hiding something, there's something that they don't want other people to see, and so it's a defense mechanism. So I kind of just went in and said, okay, what is Imani's deal? Like, why is she this hard cold? But at the same time, like, when are there moments where we can see a little bit of, like, okay, there is some insecurity. Okay, there is some doubt. She isn't as, you know what I mean? Like, and giving her a little bit of that. And you don't see that as much in season one, I don't feel, just because the way, you know, that we're introducing my character. But in season two, when you get to see me with my daughter and you get to see a little bit more remorse for stuff with Vic, then I think
then you get to kind of see colors of her a little bit more, and to see, you know, she does have a heart after all, and she does care, you know, but she is defending herself and protecting her heart, and, you know, hopefully later you guys will understand why.
Well, and I would have to agree with you, because the shower scene where she started crying, I'm still questioning why she's crying. Like, I'm questioning, is it the pain, or is it doubt, is it guilt? Like, why are we crying?
Well, it's a combo of, it's a little bit of guilt, because really, you know, I'm hurt by him. It's a little bit of guilt, but it's also, you know, I don't want to say it's all guilt, because I don't feel too bad, but
right.
I feel a little bad. you know, but I think it's more about, it's still kind of about me. It's just that it's too much for me. It's my
right.
daughter. It's, you know, my money. It's all of that. So it's more just an overwhelming feeling, and the only place that I have solitude to cry like that is in the shower, because,
right.
you know, I would never let anybody else see that.
Right, right, right. So, Cardell,
you know,
go ahead.
I was going to say, at the end of the day, you know, hopefully you guys see that as crazy as Vic and I are together, there is a lot of love there in some way. It's crazy
right.
love. It's stupid love. It's
mm-hmm.
But so, you know, there's just that love-hate. And so
it's
part
actually,
of that also is that.
It's that song Nova came from Faith Ocean we just listened to.
right.
Yeah, you So, Cardell. Okay, so,
yeah.
Cardell, you get to be married to the beautiful Kina, okay? So I'm watching this hot, intimate sex scene go down, what did Janet Jackson say? Throw me up against what's ever close and get to bossing me around? Yeah, yeah. So how was that? How was that for you, my brother? Talk to me. Well, how'd I go?
All right, before I answer that question, let me say, what up, Kina? What up, baby girl? How
what
you doing?
What up, Cardell? How you doing, darling?
I'm good. Everything is good. It's real good to hear your voice. I ain't talked to you for a minute.
You too, I know. You too, bad.
Well, so about you said about that shower scene.
Were you in a shower scene?
Oh, yeah. You ain't seen that?
Oh, see, I ain't seen that. See, Karen been trying to give me all of the show, and I haven't got a chance to watch all of it. But go into the shower scene. I'm excited.
I'm not going to spoil that then. I'm going to let you go into
it's a whole thing in itself. It's the last episode of the season. It's a whole thing. You might want to close your eyes.
I'm not going to spoil that. You might want to check that out.
Well, how is it doing? How do you approach that? I mean, how many takes does it take? How long are you in this situation?
We did two takes, and you approach that as professional as possible, but, you know, look how bad and beautiful Ken is. It's real hard to stay professional, but you got to.
It's okay, because I was thinking that I had to ask him. I know other brothers were thinking, okay, he's going to be on the show, and they're not going to talk about this, because when he woke up in that moment with the scratches on the back, I was like, attention to detail, yeah.
Yes, we get it in. We get it in.
That's what we do. We get it in.
And how about for you, Keith? How is it from a woman's point of view? You know, for brothers, I mean, for a guy, you know, we, you know, kind of like whatever about ours sometimes, but women seem to be more
right.
intimate and weird.
Well, for me, you know, like, when I step on set, I just become who that character is. And so that character loves him. That character wants him. That character craves him. So there is no Kina when I'm doing that. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes people can try to confuse the two. But for me, you know, I've done other love scenes before. So for me, it's like I'm completely in Imani, and Imani loves him, and Imani wants him. So that has to be real. Otherwise, it comes off as fake, and then people say, oh, they don't have chemistry. Oh, it doesn't work. And so I put myself in Imani, and I think, what does she want? And when I go there, then you know, it flows. And luckily, I'm working with other professional actors, so you don't have to worry about it, because you're working with other professionals. So everybody is professional. When they say cut, it's cut. And when it's time to go, you know, it's your job.
Right, right, right. Overall. And what did you say there, Cardell?
Oh, I said that she played that very well.
I have to agree. I'm gonna tell you honestly, I love the approach of it, because I just think that the dysfunctional love is a regular type of love that is in the world, and people don't always want to deal with it. And I love the fact. I mean, people are talking about how you go with the best kind of sex is makeup sex, and I'm like, I'm not a fan of that. I don't agree with it yet. when I saw the scene, I had to say, well, maybe it, because, I mean,
all those emotions and all that passion all come to one big head, and then the only way to release it is to go there.
But now you have to also follow up that Vic was just like any other normal man, because once it flew out of him, the next morning, what did he say? I was like, ooh, dang.
Yeah, that's why I had to get him. That's why I had to get him, because you don't play me like that.
Hilarious.
Like
okay, yeah. So now, that was funny. So now, for you, Kenna, with all that you experienced with season one and season two of Breaking Point, if you could change one thing about your experience, what would it be?
Karen gonna hate me when I say this. She gonna hate me. Okay, well, the the actor in us is like, ooh, if we could just have way more money. Way more money on the shoot. Can we have way more money on the shoot? But honestly, the only thing that I really would love to see is, you know, I know some of our storylines aren't, we're not able to give everybody everything because it is, you know, we're on limited time. And so if we were able to, there's so many great ideas that Karen has. I mean, gosh, when she talks to us about her ideas, they're fantastic. And so I know sometimes we're limited in some ways, which you're never able to tell when you watch it. But
right.
The only thing that I would like is that, you know, there's more of me and my daughter, more of that. So you get to see that other softer side of Imani that really shows, you know, her with her mom, her with her sister, the people that are the closest to her, that are the only people that she allows to see her in a vulnerable state.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. And then in Karen's defense, if she could pay you more money, she had the budget, girl, it's all yours. She would cut you the check that you needed, just so in her defense. She would.
And see, you know and guess what? You know what I would say? I would say, I want Karen to let her get a check first, and then she can pay us next.
There you go.
I want her to get the check first.
Okay, for you, Cardell, same question. If you could change one thing about your Breaking Point experience, what would it be?
Honestly, truthfully, I wouldn't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a blast on there from start to finish. The whole cast, the crew, I loved everybody. I love my character.
Right.
I love Kenna's character. Like, our chemistry was, especially on season two, off the charts. Like, it was a really good experience for me. It was an eye-opener experience for me. And I don't like changing my experiences. I like keeping them as is. So there's nothing I wouldn't change about that.
Right.
And I think it's important to point out that Karen really, I mean, because she's such an amazing writer, she is able to take these characters and make them all so unique. And then she's able to have a set that is very comfortable, which is not always easy to do. I mean, everybody always feels comfortable on set. Everybody is always feeling loved by each other. Everything, it's a stress-free environment. And that, to me, is the way you want to work. You want to go to work and be like, oh, I love coming to work. Not like, oh, I don't. And Karen's really good at making sure that we have fun, but, you know, it's stress-free. We get the job done. And that is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. That is.
You know what?
I
take that back. Yeah, if there was one thing that I would change, it would be more scenes with my shirt off.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. Can I smack you?
That's about it.
Oh, so he's been working on it. He's been in the gym trying to work on it. He wants to show it off. Okay.
I understand.
When I get my new stomach in, I'm burning on my shirts.
I know. That's right. Y'all need them. Take them off. What you need them for?
I don't need all that. Well, you guys, this has definitely been awesome. You guys, we're sitting here with Kenna and Cardell of Breaking Point, who play the characters Imani and Vic. And you guys, they're the cast of Breaking Point. Definitely check out BreakingPointShow.com for more details on them. Well, you guys, we are going to continue talking to the rest of your cast members this evening. Thank you so much for chilling at the Kicker Spot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us.
And thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure.
Most definitely. We will have to do this again. I'm excited to go finish season two to get to this shower scene. I will be posting a comment on somebody something, okay?
Oh, you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
go
you
ahead.
Will.
Thank you so much.
You are fantastic.
Thank you, you guys. We are now gearing up to talk with Jessica and Michael of The Breaking Point, who have a complicated marriage going on. Mr. and Mrs. Edwards are the characters, and they have a complicated marriage situation. So be sure to stick around as we get ready to meet them. And also, don't forget to like the T'Angelo Live fan page on Facebook. We'll be right back.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Alrighty, you guys. We are having a blast here at the Kickin' Spot as we chill, talk with the cast of award-winning web series. Look at this, award-winning web series. That could be a good mouth warm-up there, a little teaser. But the series is Breaking Point. Yes, we have the cast of Breaking Point live here at the Kickin' Spot where it's going down. And we are now getting up to talk to the beautiful Jessica and her co-star, Michael, who plays the complicated married couple, Mr. and Mrs. Edwards, on this awesome series. So without further ado, let me go ahead and welcome Jessica and Michael to the show. Good evening, you guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm doing well. Is Michael on?
Michael, is he there? Do I have Michael? I think they're trying to pull him up into the line now. See, they're still working on getting him. So while we wait for Michael to pull in, how are you doing? Oh, Michael, you there?
Michael is always fashionably late. That's what he's known for.
Oh, well, I can't hate. We have so much in common.
He does it well, and so do you.
Okay, actually, he just disconnected from us, but he'll be right back. So, Jessica, it was awesome mm-hmm. meeting you, by the way. I did meet you live in person, and mm-hmm. I had so much fun watching you on this show full of drama and chaos.
Yeah, I thought you were about to say I had so much fun walking the runway with you, because I did when I met you.
Oh, I know. I did skip off. I know. The Basher Show was so much fun. Yes, the Basher Show was a lot of fun. And
absolutely.
I had a blast wearing the clothing and playing in people's clothes and stuff. So, yeah, that was awesome. Big ups to Paris Harris.
Absolutely. And those are platforms for us, too, to see our castmates again. And I got to see Crystal and Kyle, and it was just wonderful to spend time with them, because you become so close on this show, and then
right.
so much time passes before you get to do the next season, and then to have those little things happen in between is just wonderful. It's like being back with family, easy.
And that's what's probably, as an audience, we don't even recognize that you guys had that time apart, because to me,
mm-hmm.
I just saw you all together yesterday, because I just finished the last episode, so what are you talking about? Like, you were just together.
But, yes, we're your friends in your head. That's right.
So awesome. Awesome. Michael, have you made it to the show, buddy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. How are you doing?
All right. Thanks very much for having me.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for being a funny character to watch.
Well, I very much appreciate that. It's definitely a fun character to play.
So I have to tell you, I have to admit, hands down so far, your storyline right now, I'm waiting to unfold about this baby that she having and he don't know. You got that. I'm stuck. I'm so in suspense right now because I haven't finished the season two yet. So every episode I watch, I'm nervous. Like when he took you to the on a romantic evening to get away with the bathtub scene, I'm like, oh my gosh, here it comes. Oh, no, not yet. Okay. And then the next morning you guys had breakfast, I was like, oh my gosh, okay, here it comes. Oh, okay, no, not yet.
Oh, that's how Gabby feels, that's for sure. And Karen keeps me on edge too. You know, she's really great about, you know, she reveals things at times by surprise to us. And so sometimes, you know, we don't know a lot that's happening and we go with it and it's wonderful. It's like being on a roller coaster ride.
It is definitely awesome. So, Michael, for you, are you anything like your character, Dennis?
Well, God, I hope not.
I only ask, you play him... You're so comfortable in that role. I'm like, I wonder if he's anything like him. He does this so well.
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that I think I used to be like, well, I mean, I think I take my work very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have a corporate background before I became an actor. And so
okay.
I think that Dennis obviously takes his work very seriously, a little more seriously than I would. But I mean, I think I have that in common with him. But, yeah, really, no, he's a completely different character.
And then I have to ask, because someone asked me about your accent, where is it from?
Well, I'm an Australian, but because I don't really look like an Australian, I don't get to play Australian very often at all. So I've actually played Native American more than I've played Australian.
Right.
But, yeah, the vast majority of my roles, I just have to use a standard American dialect. So.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, and Dennis is an American, so I have to speak American.
you know, awesome. So, Gabby, for you, when you were first given this character, Jessica.
That's okay. Even Crystal calls me Gabby. My name is Gabby on her cell phone. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, that's so funny. I love it. So, when you were first given the character of Gabby, you know, in season mm-hmm. one, and you were handed her, what was your thoughts about her?
Oh, I loved Gabby. I thought she's conflicted, and I agree with you. One of the things you were talking about when you were speaking with Kina about these complicated relationships, and they're actually very normal, you know,
mm-hmm.
and more people than care to admit have complicated relationships like this. So I embraced her in that way, and just as a woman who really would love to have, you know, valuable time with her husband, who's very hardworking, and she can't. I think there's real love there. It's just they need to figure out how to make time for each other, and sometimes we sort of, you know, go outside of our relationships to get that, and that's very human, you know.
Mm-hmm, right.
So I didn't judge Gabby at all. I just embraced her, and it's been great because she's very complicated.
Right, right. And then for you, Michael, playing these. Well, I mean, okay, so one of my biggest dreams is to do an action movie. And so when you had the scene when you were beating up the producer dude, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. How is it playing those scenes? You, like, get to live out every childhood fantasy, you know? You're like G.I. Joe right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're definitely fun. The physical stuff is really fun. Yeah, I mean, in this one, the action isn't as intense as, like, a full-on action movie, but yeah, there's definitely a bit of violence.
Right, right.
But in some of my other work, I did a film called White Wall, which was almost a martial arts film, and we did lots and lots of training and fighting. And it really is like, I think acting, you do get to use your imagination and play like a child, and it's one of the really fun things about acting. You do get to do these things that you used to only do as a kid.
Right. And then with your character here, with Breaking Point. You know, he's kind of intimidating, and I'm usually nervous when he's around Gabby. You know, I'm not always sure how he's going to handle her. How do you feel? I mean, should I be scared of Dennis, or is he okay?
Sorry, ask me again.
That's what I'm saying. When Dennis, you know, because Dennis is an intimidating character. You know, he's meant to have that energy when he's at work. But when he comes home, I'm usually kind of nervous still. Is that how you see him, or is he really in love with Gabby?
No, I think he really is in love with Gabby. I think that people who have a dark side, for characters to even care about them, they have to have something that you understand or appreciate or like about them as well. And I actually think that he really does care for Gabby, and that that is something which is really important for him. That is one of the drivers of why he works so hard. But, I think, like, when you watch gangster movies or mobster movies or, you know, often you'll see them be very brutal in certain circumstances, and then they'll come home to family, and family's what's important. That's what they care about. They care about their kids, or they care about their wife, or they care about their family.
Right.
Kind of like a mafia story. It's what makes good mafia stories work, because you've got people who are doing very bad things, but then in a well-made production, they do things where they're showing love to people as well.
Right, right. I guess the love is the same, just their approach is a little different.
Right.
Okay. So what has been one of your favorite scenes to film?
So one of my favorite films.
One of your favorite scenes in Breaking Point, when you guys were filming, what was one of the favorite scenes that you got a chance to do?
Geez, what was one of the favorite ones? You know, it's really hard for me to narrow it down. I really like working with Jessica. I think that, actually, the whole cast, I mean, one of the best things about it, apart from Karen's writing, which
which is fantastic, is that the cast were really, really strong. Like,
they're really
in the moment. And to be honest, I enjoyed pretty much all of it. I really enjoyed working with Jessica and everyone else I had to deal with. It was really good fun. Really good fun on set.
And then Jessica, I will say, with your relationship with Crystal, you guys really gel. Like, I think you guys are girlfriends, like, from Sex and the City in real life. You guys mesh so well together. And in the scene where she came to the house to, you know, help console you and you kind of let her have it, I mean, that chemistry is so awesome. Was that natural for you guys? Did you guys just click really well or work than anything else?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because this cast is larger than a lot of casts that you get to work with. And, I mean, on a recurring basis where everyone's, you know, pretty much on every episode. And with everyone, it was just seriously, like, instant chemistry. And then for Crystal and Kina and myself, early on, we actually, it was important for us to get that chemistry with each other as friends. And so we made that effort outside of shooting before we even shot the first frame to have that friendship between us. We made that investment, and I think that it shows on camera. And I'm actually shooting something with Kina right now, and I've worked with other people thereafter too. So we like working with each other so much that we bring each other on other projects.
Awesome, yeah. I mean, you guys definitely, and I was just telling Karen earlier how awesome it is in the first season when the four of you were on the table and, you know, having that moment where we see the four girls together for maybe the first time, it was very inviting and you made you as an artist feel like, oh, okay, they really do gel like that. And that was really great. So now
yeah,
we have season and now we have
no,
season
gonna,
two.
I was going to say with,
oh, yeah, go ahead.
With what I was going to say, one of the favorite scenes that I shot with one of the other, with Olivia actually, was there's a bench scene with her, and it was very important for me, I felt, for Gabby, because we saw another side of her, and I don't know if you've seen that yet, but I won't go into what it is, but that was the development also. Olivia and I had so much fun. Like, we were like little kids in between takes. Like, Karen's like, really, you girls need to grow up, and we're like in somersaults, and we were just, you know, when you're tired, you're like quirky, and you're being stupid.
Yeah.
I've got those pictures all over my Facebook, and we just had a blast, so Olivia and I then formed a connection there as well, so it was great to film with her as well.
That is awesome. Yeah, I love those moments as well. And when you're on set, like you said, you have those quirky moments. You guys are sitting there long sometimes that you just have to learn to enjoy each other.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. So, excuse me, with season two now underway, for you, Michael, what should we look forward to? Is, you know, we're on episode five, but as the show continues to unveil, what do we have to look forward to Dennis?
Well, you know, something that Jessica mentioned before is that Karen doesn't tell us what's coming in future episodes. And so, it's, you know, sometimes when you're deciding how decisions to make for your character, when you don't know what the truth is about, you know, about, for
outcome
example,
of it.
About Gabby's pregnancy. So for most of season two, I'm unaware of it. And we're not even sure at the end. And so, for me, I'm keen to know what's happening to the characters as well. Because I don't know. Like, I'm in the dark. I don't know. I want to know what's happening in season three as well.
He's watching as much suspense as I am.
Exactly.
Honestly, T'Angelo, I mean, Karen's so good that she'll email us, like, what do you think about this? And then you think that's going to happen, and it's not.
Right.
Or you think, it's hilarious. It's like we're in a real-life soap opera, and the mastermind is Karen K. Hayes.
I love that. She said, oh,
no,
yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. She said we're going to do a bedroom scene. And you get to work. Okay, yeah, we're in the alley. Boy, that was
so... We're watching it. It's happening for us like it's happening for the audience, okay? We're on the same team.
That is awesome. That is truly awesome. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming out and hanging here at the Kicker Spot. It's been true joy. I'm enjoying, as are our listeners. And you guys, we are currently sitting here with Jessica and Michael of The Breaking Point. You got to check out the show at www.breakingpointshow.com. Well, until next time, Michael, it was great.
Thank you.
Thank you, and Jessica, madame, until next time.
Until our next show, our fashion show, T'Angelo.
I know, right? I look forward to seeing you there.
Me too.
And to the Kick It Spot listeners, you guys continue to chill out here and kick it with us at the Kick It Spot as we gear up to talk to Crystal and Kyle. They're going to come hang out with us here at the Kick It Spot. I'm going to get something to drink in a second. And also, we're going to hear from our girl Karen again this evening. Karen, she'll be spotted back in on us to tell us a little bit more about this dynamic show. And don't forget to stop by T'Angelo Live's Facebook fan page and be sure to like. We'll be right back.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kick It Spot. Spot. Kick It Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Alrighty, you guys, we are here live chilling at the Kick It Spot. This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are having a blast as we talk to the cast of the award-winning web series Breaking Point. We have currently heard from Jessica and Michael, who played the beautiful dynamic couple of Mr. and Mrs. Edwards. We've heard from Kenya and Cardell, Tina and Cardell. And now we're going to talk with the beautiful Crystal and the handsome man with the golden locks, Kyle.
am I in here?
You are in here, Kyle. How are you doing?
Sweet. I'm doing well, man. How are you doing? Long time no talk.
I know, right? It has been a while. I've been trying to grow my hair out like yours since we met.
Okay. Well, we'll have to rendezvous for lunch and see how far along you are.
It isn't going very well. Crystal, darling, how are you doing, Crystal, baby? How are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm having so much fun meeting all of you guys. I've had so much fun watching the show. I was telling Karen that I was going to, watch it in pieces. And literally, I think I finished all of season one in one sitting because I couldn't stop.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, it's going to be definitely something. Yeah, I'm going to have to get some pieces put in or something. So, come on, my man. You are on the cast of an award-winning – the cast got an award for being one of the best ensembles. What do you think about that? How does it feel to get that award for best ensemble?
It's truly just a praise to all the hard work that all of us as cast and the crew put into it, and it's also just, you know, a feather in the cap for Karen for – you know, coming up with this great idea and being able to cast us all together. And not every day do you get to work with a bunch of talented actors, and receiving this award just shows that each and every single one of us, every day we show up to set, we bring our A game. And
right.
We just try to bring our characters to life. It's amazing. And it's the token of our appreciation, but it's one of many that we hope to receive for many years to come.
Right, that is truly awesome. I had to agree with it. This is great. You guys work very well together. And Crystal,
yes.
your character, Crystal, is
yes.
like so many people that we've known, you know. And I feel like we've met her before, but she's going through a major. Yeah, I mean, just in real life, that person who's going through a major life change. You know, she's made this dramatic change from a married man to dating a girl. And she's struggling with the fact that the girl didn't hold her end of the bargain. How has it been playing that?
You know, so that part of, it wasn't easy. You know, that's not something that I have, obviously not something that I've experienced personally, but I have experienced change. Sorry, you guys, I'm not at home, so I apologize for the background noise. But that's not something that I've experienced personally, you know, but I have experienced change. I really appreciate the, you know, just the smartness of Crystal and the, it took a lot of strength for her to do that. You know,
right.
That's not something
to make
a decision to leave your, you know, husband for a situation like that just shows her strength. And that part of Crystal is just my favorite part, you know. I mean, the first thing I say about Crystal is, yeah, I'm bisexual or, yeah, I'm gay. And I just, you know, Karen actually pointed out just how much strength it took to dynamic change in my life. And, you know, I sat with that for a while, and I was like, you know, that's true. And that's
right.
Crazy. Think about it.
Yeah. Because you kind of throw the rest to the wind and just go with it.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was not an easy decision for Crystal. So I can't say that I just threw caution to the wind, but I did, you know, that was probably the most, you know, the major, most major thing I've done in my life up to that point, minus, you know, besides being getting pregnant at 21 years old out of wedlock, but I quickly, you know, changed that and married James. So
mm-hmm.
even that, I tried to make it right. So Crystal's always trying to do the right thing. So,
right, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, people watch this and they just see sort of the end result, but you know, hopefully in season three you'll see sort of the background and the history of what led up to that point.
Okay, yeah, that would be interesting. I look forward to it. And then to my guy Kyle, a few hot, sexy scenes with Miss Olivia there. And to the listeners, Olivia plays the detective. You want to check it out, go to breakingpointshow.com. So how was it handling those type of scenes? I asked the earlier couple the same question. When you're in those intimate moments on the couch and, you know, they're trying to get the lighting together, they're trying to get everything else together, you're just laying there. Is that awkward?
Yeah, there is no intimacy at all. When they're setting up lights and you have about other people in the room staring at you. So it just comes down to the amount of it comes down to the relationship you have with the other person. And with Olivia, we, you know, spent a few hours the day before and also in rehearsals, but just spending hours outside off script, just talking about each other and our lives and just getting
mm-hmm.
a feel for who each other is. And that's, I mean, in all relationships, that's really how you begin to evolve, is you just kind of suss the person out and then kind of take it from there. And so, you know, when you approach it for acting, at least when I do, I try to build somewhat of a comfortable relationship where at least we trust one another. And
right.
then, you know, once that trust is established, then I feel like you can, you know, add the intimacy for as much as you can add with, you know, like two cameras pointing right down you and, you know, five other people in the room just standing there watching you.
That is pretty funny. And
yeah.
you also get to play, you get to play this bachelor dude who everyone wants to play. He has this awesome, you know, grungy job as a mechanic. And
oh,
then
yeah.
they spin off and this man has a son. Were you as shocked about this as I was?
Which part? The history?
We found out the history that he did have a son and that, you know, she
you
didn't
know,
give him.
Yeah. Ooh, wow, what a blow, right? I mean, jeez. You know, here I am thinking, you know, I've kind of buried the past.
Right.
And it resurfaces. And you know, Lynette and I, you know, we had obviously a past together. And she came back into my life, and that's kind of beginning of season one is I'm trying to dissolve my, you know, basically physical relationship with Lynette to start
mm-hmm.
a more intimate and personal relationship with Dana, who's
right.
played by Olivia. And
right.
Just to hear, you know, at the end of season one that Lynette kept our child that we put up for adoption is, you know,
right.
I'm like, what the?
yeah.
And I mean, you know, I've got a lot of other, you know, issues, daddy issues and all this other stuff that you find out in season two. And so, you know, as a man, I'm still trying to establish myself. And here I am thinking things are going the way I want it. And bam, chinking the cane. Change.
Right. That is definitely interesting. And then, Crystal, for you, as you mentioned, Crystal, the character, wants to be, you know, the right decision, do the right thing. In her way of handling her love interest, I just forgot the character's name, my apology. Are you there, Crystal?
Yes, I'm there. It's Tori.
Okay.
My name is Tori. Uh-huh.
Yes, in handling her, do you agree with her approach? She just kind of keeps trying to dust it off. I mean, recently they finally, in the shopping episode 5, they finally made a chance to go out together in public. But the way she kind of keeps dusting off the situation, do you feel that she's really handling it?
You know, the bottom line is Crystal wants to be loved. She wants to be loved. She wants to be in a real relationship. And so she is, let's see, did you ask me if I like the way she's handling? She's not handling it. She is very strong. She is very strong and very independent, obviously, now. And I think she just doesn't take any, you know, she doesn't suffer fools. So she's not going to stand for any, you know, nonsense or drama. And that's what Tori has given her. So she's over it. Over it.
Right.
She wants to be loved, and she wishes that things had not, you know, occurred the way they did it, obviously.
Right, right. Interesting. And then I just crossed my mind that the fact that the two sisters here, like, they're so dynamically different, and both very strong women, taking their strengths two different directions completely. How is it for you working with Kina?
You know, working with Kina is a lot like working with my own sister, with my own sister who is very strong, and we you know, kind of went totally different directions. And working with Kina is really just being like with my sister. In fact, they're quite similar. It's just like being with my sister, my blood sister in real life. So it was not a stretch. I mean, you know, some of the stuff that Kina does is just amazing, but I know her so well that doesn't fully surprise me. But working with Kina along with the rest of the cast has just been amazing, just like family, nothing different.
And then, and I'll ask both of you this question. I'll go with you first, Crystal. Where do you see your character, Crystal, going next?
You know, I wish I could answer that question, but Karen keeps
saying
where
everyone going? Keeps saying it's about Karen. I'm going to talk to Karen when I get her back on here. We're going to find out what the secrets are about.
But the funny thing is, since you haven't seen season 2, I can't say, but you're going to be shocked and amazed at what Crystal does in season 2.
I'm having a blast already. I'm definitely having a blast already. And how about for you, Kyle? Where should we look forward to? Where should we look forward? Being go next.
Rehab. I think that's good. It is rehab. wow, season 2 just chews me up and spits me out. And there's definitely a beautiful cliffhanger on the last episode of season 2.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a great cliffhanger. And so, ultimately, I see me having my first real sit-down talk with my son, who I haven't met in, obviously, 16, 17 years, going on in season 3, probably. And, you know, so that'll probably be one of the biggest moments outside of the fact the girl I'm dating, you know, Dana, finally is suspicious of my activities with Lynette, and then I also have some history with Cardell, who plays Vic, who is my best friend in the series. I have some very interesting past with him and Kina, who plays Imani.
You mixed all up into here. Okay.
Yeah, so that'll come to light in season 2 when you watch those episodes. You'll be like,
so I'm going to have to go ahead and probably finish that tonight. I'm going to finish season 2 tonight, then I can do that now.
Oh, yeah. It's hour and 40 minutes total. It's like watching a good movie.
Right.
I beg Karen every time I get a chance, can I have something with Ben? Can Crystal have something with Ben, please?
Who knows what is in store for season 3.
Okay, so you guys, and I have a question for both of you, okay? Now, I've kept, the interviews have been a lot of fun, a lot of laughs and giggles and all that stuff, and I've talked to, you know, a good portion of the past. So far, I've got no dirt. It has to be a little dirt on this set. I mean, everyone seems to be so happy and la-la gagging. Who don't like who, and who got into a fight with who? Can you tell us? Go ahead. Karen not listening. She's not listening. Go ahead. Tell me what happened. I'm listening.
Well,
is Karen really a drill sergeant?
I can tell you this. if Dana keeps on the track that she's on, I'm going to kick her ass. That's, you'll see what I'm talking about. With the Imani side coming out right now. I don't care if she keeps on the track that she's on. You'll see what I mean in season two. How about that?
All right, you guys, you heard it right here. It's going down with that. We don't get it together. That's awesome. That's definitely awesome. Well, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out here. It was great meeting both of you. I met the two of you at the show as well. It was really awesome. I welcome the opportunity to do it again.
All right, too.
It's so much fun. We loved it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Wonderful.
Man. And enjoy the rest of your night, bud.
Truly will. Thank you, Colin. Until next time, Crystal, you have a good night.
Yep.
Thank you, T'Angelo.
Bye, Crystal.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Thank you. You guys, we are here speaking with the cast of the award-winning web series Breaking Point. Definitely check them out by going to breakingpointshow.com and see all that we're talking about. The seasons are there, the shows are there, and you're just going to love it. Okay, so do stick around. We're going to take a quick moment here, but we're going to bring back the writer, producer, creator, and director of this awesome web series. We're having so much fun here, Karen Haynes. You guys, stick around. We'll be right back.
On. This is your boy D'Angelo, and you are chilling at Big Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot, Ticket Spot, Ticket Spot, Big Ticket Spot, Ticket Spot, Ticket Spot, Ticket Spot, Big Ticket Spot, Ticket Spot, Ticket Spot, Ticket Spot. Welcome to the Ticket Spot, and I'm your host, D'Angelo.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, and we are having a blast here chilling at the Ticket Spot with the cast of Breaking Point, and I must admit, I'm gonna have to go on the show. Like, I want to be on an episode of Breaking Point now. Everyone seems to be having so much fun, and I want to have fun too. I like having fun. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Matter of fact, Karen, the creator, gonna be here. So I'm gonna go ahead and talk to her. You guys, if you guys could hype me up and make me sound good, I really appreciate it. You know, put some good work for me, okay? Add some extra points on it. You know, sticking it up a little bit. All right. All right, you guys, so we are gearing up to talk to the creator of Breaking Point. So let me go ahead and welcome Crystal, excuse me, my goodness. Let me welcome Karen back to the show. Hey there, Karen,
hi.
How are we doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting here listening and laughing my butt off.
This has definitely been a blast. I'm sure you had to have fun. You definitely have a nice, rowdy group of people you work with.
Yeah, they are. I enjoy them so much.
That is awesome. Definitely
it's,
awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah.
It seems like it. I'm gonna have to, when season three starts rolling, I'm going to have to go ahead and sneak on set and just, you know, make me up a character. I want to be on, you know. I think that I could really bring a really good, fresh energy to the show like James did for season three. I mean, I don't have to be in all the episodes like James, but, you know, at least the first 10 would be fine with me.
The first 10, okay. All right, that seems totally reasonable.
But no, okay. So now that we've learned about the characters and heard about their independence, their strengths, their complexities, and those things, what do you have in store for season three?
Oh, well, I think you need to finish season two first.
I definitely have to finish season two. I'm so mad I haven't seen the scene I heard about. I'm going to have to go, and I have to hear about this bench scene. Yeah, I have some work to do. But, you know.
Didn't
but,
I warn
you?
I told you. I told you.
You did. You did. You did.
It only heightens. Every episode, my goal is to heighten, to make it even more juicy, to make you want it even more, you know. So I... By the time you get to the finale, you got to know
okay.
That season three is going to have a lot of drama in store.
Have you started working on it as of yet?
Drama. What did you say?
Have you started working on it as of yet?
I'm writing. I'm in the process of writing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're hoping that we'll be shooting in late October, early November. That's
okay. Make a note early because I'm gonna find the set and just pop up. That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, you're gonna be stalking the Twitter.
Yeah, just hey, hi, I bought some donuts. Hi, are you guys on break yet? Okay, well, when you get on break, I got donuts.
So now, what is your overall goal for the
Red
web series?
Bull. What do you mean? I said we need donuts. We need Red Bull. That's what we need.
got it. Mental note. Bring a case.
Hilarious. You said what
is your overall goal for Breaking Point? Yeah. What do you like to achieve with this series?
Well, my overall goal is to entertain. You know, that's the goal. There are more goals beyond that. But when you say overall, it's I want you to enjoy it. I want you to, you know, find some things that you're looking for in our show. So that's the overall goal. Now, what do I want to happen professionally? What do I want to happen, you know, monetarily? That's something a little different. The question is always, do we want to be on TV or something like that? Well, I mean, TV would be great. You know, I would love to have more time. I would love to have more money. But to stay on the web is fine. Honestly, for season three, we're hoping that we can find a sponsor for the show, to find someone, you know, a product that, you know, our show could align with that can give us some money.
Right.
So, you know, right now that's what my focus on at the moment is, you know, trying to find that sponsor who could
project.
Help us continue. Right. You know, so that's a lofty goal, because there are tons of web series that are worthy. But we want it.
And now that you mentioned other web series, that was my next question, actually. With there being so many other web series out there, why do you think Breaking Point stands out?
There are a lot of reasons why Breaking Point stands out from not just other web series, but in mainstream entertainment, television, film, everything. I think Breaking Point is very different. The first thing I'll speak to is diversity. That's a very, very big thing. I wouldn't say it's a cause,
right.
But it's something that I care about. If you look at my work history, you'll see that that's something that I always pay attention to, because I think go ahead.
I thought it was really interesting, now that you mentioned it. It is a lot of diversity on set, and I never even questioned it. It's so fluid. It's so natural that I never question it.
It has to be organic. You know, I'm not going to do it just for the hell of it.
Right. No, it is. You can check that off. You achieved that, too.
Thank you. So, yeah. I mean, that's the one thing that I think it sets Breaking Point apart, because you probably won't find a show like this pretty much anywhere. Other shows have that. One thing that a lot of people look at, and they when they look for diversity, they look to see, okay, are there black people? Okay, so and usually that means that it's a cast full of black people, which is great, but to me that's not diversity. That's showing some diversity because it's different from the other, from the norm, but at the same time, when you look at that, when I see diversity, I see inclusion. So,
you
can't have inclusion when it's all black. You can't have inclusion if it's all Latino, you know. So I'm gonna get off that soapbox.
No, okay, and I have to agree, that was a good box to stand on, though. And I want to go to the point where you guys received the award for best ensemble. How you cast this group of people? How did you approach that? Because I mean, I don't know much when it comes to casting and chemistry and things, but your group, you and your team, really found a great group of actors. I mean, I have enjoyed them this evening, and I so enjoyed them while watching the web series. What would you credit that to?
It's a blessing, and I don't know what I could accredit it to except the people who helped me do it. Dominic Davis, our casting director, and Katrina Nelson, the producer on the project, we really, really had – what worked for us in our process is that we did it very democratically, and we all had different things that we were looking for. You know, one thing we all wanted, talent and gorgeous. You know, that was actually in the casting ad. Talented and gorgeous, or encouraged to apply.
All right.
And whenever we put it out again, that's going to be the same thing. And I think we achieved both of those things.
Beyond that, we had, like I said, it was a very democratic process. You know, I pick this person, you pick that person, you know, everybody gets a pick. And then we agree on everybody. They come in, they read. We got a dramatic monologue. If we like them, we bring them in for a chemistry test. And that was something else that was very, very important. We wanted to make sure that these people were believable to be in love.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Because the couples in the show are a huge part of the show. You know, we have the family dynamics, we have the business rivalries and all of that. But at the same time, it's more about the couples than it's about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was something else that was so, so important to me. So, yeah, I think those are the things that I would credit to having the cast we have. They won, they won two Ensemble Cast Awards, and I'm very proud of them. And I think that that's truly awesome.
That's phenomenal. And, okay, so out of all these characters, getting to know you a little bit more, which character would you say you're kind of the most like?
I think that's probably I don't think that we even have to think too much about this because most of them are kind of nuts. They're kind of crazy. They kind of, you know, they kind of go there.
Right.
So I'm the most reasonable one, I would say. I'm probably a lot like Crystal. With a little bit of Imani thrown in. And honestly, whenever I write, there's always a little bit of me in it. There's always just a little bit of me in most of the characters. Even Dennis with his murdering ways.
Right.
Just a little bit of Dennis is in me. Just that part that'll sit there and it's like, I'm hearing what you're saying, but
it doesn't really matter.
Right. So there's a little bit of me in all of them, but if you wanted to narrow it down, I'd probably say if you split me in like a 70-30%, it'd be Crystal and Imani.
Okay, okay.
Because I'll let you
then,
know.
What was the other question? Oh, I was going to say, so lastly, what I will ask you is, with so many other aspiring directors looking to kind of follow in your footsteps, what is a key note you can leave with them?
As a director?
Yes, as they approach, say someone wants to approach, you know, their own web series, what would be something that, you know, a note that you could give them in their approach, a step that they should take or a piece of knowledge that they should know?
I'd probably be able to speak to that a little bit more as a producer than a director, but as a director, I would say, you know, kind of know what you're looking for. Kind of know what series that you're looking to put out there. That's the most important thing. I mean, I think it's about knowing your goals, you know, and then going for it. When I approach directing Breaking Point, I usually come at it from a writing standpoint because I'm the writer, and then a lot of the times when I'm writing something, it's because the way I write it is because I see it first. I see, you know, the hand touching whatever, and then it goes from there. Who else is in the room? How are they feeling right now? So that's kind of how I take Breaking Point. I look at it, and I see where we're going in terms of the characters and what's going on, and I just try to break it down from there. And I just know what I'm looking for in terms of the feel. What am I trying to get the audience to feel? So, yes, that's what I would say.
Well, that is definitely awesome. Well, this has been amazing. I have had such a blast talking with you all this evening. I'm looking forward to finishing season 2. And there's so much more, apparently, that I have to catch up on. Like, I guess I barely even touched the top of the ice cap. I'm up to episode 5.
There's more coming. There's more coming.
That's definitely awesome. That's definitely awesome. And to the Kick a Spot listeners, we are sitting here with Karen Haynes, the creator of this web series, Breaking Point. You can check them out at breakingpointshow.com. So until next time, Karen, is there any final words you'd like to leave to the listening public?
Just to say that I appreciate all the viewers, and I would love more comments and more to know more what you think and what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I always pay attention to what the audience says. Something about Imani that Keena brought up when she mentioned that
that you see a softer side of her in season two than of Imani than you see in season one. That was something, mm-hmm. that's because of the feedback that I got that, you know, Imani is such a bitch. She's such a bitch. Why is she a bitch?
right.
So, you know, that was something that I'd always planned to do it, but I really paid attention to it after, you know, we got that feedback.
Right.
So,
and I think it worked well.
Let me know what you think. Follow us on Twitter, Breakpoint Show on Twitter, and like our Facebook page at breakingpointshow.com.
Awesome. Well, thank
Facebook,
you so
Facebook.com/breakingpointshow.
Facebook.com/breakingpointshow. Awesome.
Bye.
Well, thank you so much for an awesome evening.
Thank you, D'Angelo. This was great.
Yes, it has been, definitely, and I would definitely be in communication with you soon for my starring debut. I'm joking. I just want to be the waiter in the restaurant who asks, "Can I take your order, please?" That's all.
Hilarious.
But until next time, I don't want to
make it happen.
There you go. That's all. Hey, that's how I have to start right there. She's considering it. I'll come in for a read. I don't mind. I come in for a read. But okay, until
you
next time, thanks. You continue to have a good evening. All righty, you guys, this is your boy, T. Angelo, and we are here chilling at the Kickin' Spot, and we're having a blast. We are finishing up talking with the cast of Breaking Point. You want to check them out at breakingpointshow.com, as season two is airing as we speak. Okay, you guys, so definitely get into it. There's so much drama, so much scandal, and overall, a lot of entertainment. Okay. Before we leave, make sure you guys check out Tangible Lives Facebook page and like it, okay? We'll be right back after this.
What's going on? This is your boy, T. Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. Angelo.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T. Angelo, and this has been so much fun this evening. Okay, so I'm going to take the time to thank all of my awesome guests this evening, Crystal, Kyle, Jessica, Michael, Kina, Cardell, and last but not least, Karen Haynes. You guys, thank you so much for coming and chilling here at the Kickin' Spot and giving us behind-the-scenes insight and outlook on this great web series. You guys, be sure to check out this show. You can visit them at breakingpointshow.com, and you can also visit my fan page, which is T'Angelo Live on Facebook, where I have the show posted there. I actually have one of the episodes posted on my Facebook, so if you want to check it out, be sure to go there, okay? Also, I want to say thank you to the entire EOTM family who makes this show possible. I don't look and sound good all by myself. There's a lot of people behind the scenes who do it up for me, and I want to just say thanks. And remember, you guys, the tip of the week is remember why you were with them in the first place. Just always remember when something's difficult, not only in your personal relationship, like, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, but also just in other relationships, friendships, and family ships and all that stuff. Just remember why you're there in the first place, all right? I have to get out of here
it's birthday month. It's birth month. It's birth month, and it does continue. And I have to find something birth month-esque to do. So lastly, be sure you guys tune in next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be hanging out with R&B singer and songwriter Q-Time, and he has a super cool happy birthday song I can't wait for you guys to hear, okay? All this and more Thursdays at 7 p.m. Until next time, you guys live life to the fullest. I'm your host, T'Angelo. I'm gone.
Fisher Boys, welcome to the kicking spot. Fisher Boys, Fisher Boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.